You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Time now, 3:07 p.m. Moving into the next segment, I've got a caller on the line that we're going to jump right on, but I want to tell you this. We have, it's not quite breaking news yet, but the Biden administration is saying that Russia is engaging in false flag operations right now with a preload to or a pretext for war in Ukraine. And somewhere in the neighborhood of 150,000 troops now massed on the Ukraine border. So if anything breaks, we'll jump in and make sure you know. But that's something to watch. It's on the big screen right now in the studio. Let me do this, though. On the line with us, and I certainly appreciate his time because he's in the legislature and they are in session right now, State Representative Wes Allen. He serves in the Alabama House of Representatives for District 89. Prior to that, he was a probate judge, and he's now running as a candidate, one of probably the lead candidate right now for Secretary of State to backfill the position being vacated by Secretary of State John Merrill. Wes Allen, thanks for calling into the show. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Senator. How are you? I appreciate you for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, you've been on with us before, and I think we're overdue to have you back. So perfect timing. Just saw this article on 1819 today. I was not aware of this program called ERIC, the Electronic Registration Information Center, but you've taken issue with it being used by the Secretary of State's office. Tell us how you became aware of this and what your thoughts are.
Yes, Senator, it's troublesome. We saw some multiple media reports about it, and we started to dig in on the issue and investigate it and look into it. And given my background as a probate judge, and as you know, the probate judge in every county is a chief elections official, and my experience in the legislature leading on multiple election integrity bills and so forth, it piqued our interest. And so we wanted to dig in and investigate it and check it out and see what we were looking at here. And what we found is, it was started by the Pew Charitable Trust. A funding partner for the Pew Charitable Trust is Open Society. And, of course, Open Society Foundation is George Soros. Now, granted, that money, that seed money's gone, most likely. But the fact remains that it was started by the Pew Charitable Trust with their funding partner of Open Society. And it was started by some leftists. Democratic individuals by the name of Becker, Mr. David Becker, who's now moved on to be involved in other leftist organizations. And so it's troublesome, and we're continuing to look into it. It's not a true national cross-check system. There's only 30 states in it. Louisiana has recently suspended their operations and pulling out of that ERIC system. And I would encourage your listeners to Google up ERIC, which is the Electronic Registration Information Center, and start to investigate it for themselves and read up on it about what it's all about. And, if I'm elected as Secretary of State, I'm going to get us out of it.
Well, and I appreciate you finding this. I mean, I look at it and go, okay, Merrill's office is using it now. They say they've had no problems. They don't see any issues. They think this is, like election hyperbole. And one of your opponents, I believe, oh gosh, which one was it that's running right now as one of your opponents in the Secretary of State's office? He says he doesn't see a problem and he'll look into it, but he doesn't find an issue with it. All that to say, though, anything with the name George Soros attached to it ought to make conservatives sit up straight in their seat and want to pay attention to what's happening.
I had a former football coach used to tell us, hey, you may want to run your antenna up on this. That means you may want to listen and pay attention.
Yeah.
And so when you hear the word Soros, I don't think he's given to conservative causes at all. And so, listen, a lot of personal information from taxpayers of this state is dumped every 60 days into the ERIC system. And that means your name, driver's license number, last four of your social, birth dates, emails, and not just for voters 18 and over. We're talking 17-year-old minors who are approaching the age of 18. Now, Senator, I'm not comfortable with minors' information going to a private nonprofit And we've got the tools in this state to police our own voter rolls. We've got them in Title 17. We can use the national change of address. We can use various other things at our disposal to take care of our voter rolls.
Well, and I appreciate that. So let me ask you this. In your opinion, and I could sort of gather, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. What is it that you could, first of all, have you seen anything in Alabama that has gone wrong with Eric? But secondly, what is your chief concern? How could the information be used incorrectly, if you will? Where's the danger?
Well, some questions that pop up, Senator, that I think about is who has access to that hardware and those servers where all that private information is going to? And even that opponent of mine who you stated a while ago, even in his press release, he talked about it too, this ERIC system. And when he was working in the Secretary of State's office, he even says it identifies people through that information who are not registered to vote. So that's troublesome. And so, all that private information being dumped every 60 days is a troublesome part to me, and especially when the miners' information is being dumped over there every 60 days. So we want to make sure that Alabama is policing our own voter rolls, and we can do it. And if I'm elected, that's what we're going to do.
Well, and so the opponent, I just found his name in the article, and I apologize for not getting it right a minute ago. It's a former Secretary of State office employee who's now running in opposition to your candidacy, Ed Packard. And Ed Packard is saying that he was around when the state joined Eric, and he confirms that it's out there and doesn't see a big deal here. He'll take a look at it. But right now, there's litigation ongoing with the states of Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, and, of course, the District of Columbia, which are members of Eric. They're being sued because they're blocking a review of their voter registration records. What is it they would be trying to hide? Why would they be blocking that view?
That's a very good question, Senator. I don't know, can't answer that question, but we just need to make sure that we continue to dig in on this this issue here, make sure that our data is protected, and I don't want some other third party in that has our data. It needs to be protected, and I'm sure Alabama can protect it.
Well, so let me ask you one more question on that, because states outsource all the time. I mean, sometimes there are efficiencies that can be gathered by using a third-party vendor. And there's different things that get outsourced. Legal sometimes, you get outsourced for audits, you get outsourced for, any number of things. That being said, one of the things the Secretary of State Merrill has said in reply to your concerns is we only spend $25,000 a year. He reckons that it would cost millions in state dollars to try and do it ourselves because we don't have the resources. How do you address that?
Well, I don't have that figure. I don't know where he gets that figure at. But we in 2015 is when I think he got us into ERIC. So what did we do before then? We did our own, and so we can do it again. We have the tools to do it. The Department of Public Health through Vital Statistics every month is supposed to send a list to the county board of registrar when individuals have passed away so they can remove them from the voter rolls. That's just one example. And so there's a myriad of other things that I think we can utilize to make sure that we can police our own voter rolls without running them through a nonprofit private entity that is mostly made up of blue-leaning states.
All right. Most made up of blue-leaning states. You're correct. I guess the last thing I'd ask you is there's a one line in the article from 1819 News today, but I'm not tracking what they're doing. It says that members of the state legislature are considering legislation to end the state's contract with the organization. Is that you or others? What do you know about that?
Well, I do know there's discussions, I guess, being had about, moving forward as we get further into this and learn more about it. It was surprising to a number of legislators, like it was a surprise to me, when we saw this come to the forefront. So we're continuing to dig in on it and looking into this issue.
Can the legislature cancel a contract? Do you know?
I don't know that off the top of my head, Senator. I would need to look into that further.
All right. Well, I think they can. I think as a matter of course, if they legislate that certain things can't be done, they are the ones at the very least who are the they hold the power of the purse. But
sure.
Well, State Representative Wes Allen, former probate judge, now in the House and also running for Secretary of State. We appreciate you being on Right Side Radio today, and we're going to keep tabs on this. Okay.
Well, Senator, thank you so much for allowing me time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And by the way, Representative Allen, tell them where they can find out about your campaign if they want to.
Yeah, electwesallen.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
All right. Very good. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate you very much. All right. That was State Representative Wes Allen, Secretary of State candidate. He's one of the lead Republicans running for that office to succeed John Merrill, who's been in for two terms, his term limited out. Some speculate where John Merrill's going to go next. Obviously, he's not running for U.S. Senate. He made that announcement after, you know, some allegations were made about him in the press. He decided not to put his family through that, I guess. But there's been some talk that he might have a job working for the Trump organization on things like election integrity. We'll see where that plays out. But right now, one of the concerns is, what is this ERIC system, originally funded with a grant from George Soros, mostly in blue-leaning states? And, oh, by the way, the subject of litigation in four of those locations, and we use it in Alabama. Things that make you go, hmm. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We'll go on, take this break right now. When we come back from this, folks, I'm going to move to part two of the Triple Dipper. I am going to scald your minds. All you conservative right side ruffians, go ahead and brace yourselves. I'm about to do a segment I call, They're Teaching What with Public Dollars? We'll be right back.